The Story of English in 100 Words, written and read by David Crystal. Preface. How can we tell the story of the English language? There seem to be two main ways. The usual approach is to provide an overview, identifying general themes and trends within the major periods of development: Old English, Middle English, Early Modern English, Modern English. Authors give as many examples of usage within each period as space allows. It's a method I've often used myself in such books as The Stories of English. Its strength, to apply an old metaphor, is that readers obtain a clear view of the wood. Its weakness is that they see very few of the trees. The opposite approach can be seen in the many popular word books that present a series of interesting English words and phrases. One book on my shelves explores the origins of words in personal names, such as sandwich and frisbee. Another explores the origins of interesting idioms, such as it's raining cats and dogs. I've used this method too, such as in my collection of international proverbs, as they say in Zanzibar. Now we have the opposite strength and weakness. Readers see lots of trees, but do not obtain an overall picture of the wood. The present book brings together these two perspectives. It is a word book, as its chapter headings illustrate, but one with a difference. Every word has been selected because it tells us something about the way the English language developed. And in the course of exploring each one, I move from the particular to the general, relating the word to important themes and trends in the language as a whole.